Item number one from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting approval to allocate the anticipated 2012 Community Development Black Grant funding.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Would you mind identifying yourself for the folks listening?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Hector Perron. I'm the Director for the Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Jim Matthew, the Housing Administrator for the Department of Health and Division.
Good afternoon. Would you like to do your present your report, sir?
Sure. Yeah, so we invited the organizations to do a presentation at a public hearing on March 5th, and we told them that we wanted them to articulate...
Mr. Cohen, I'm going to interrupt you. Would somebody mind shutting the door? We can't hear. Can I hear? Sorry. Go ahead.
During these presentations, we wanted them to articulate on how their projects met national objectives.
And also address the jurisdictional impact that HUD has been really bringing to our attention lately. This year, we formed a review panel that consisted of two housing coordinators and representatives from the city of West Allis and also the city of Milwaukee. They scored the projects based on the following criteria: project approach, jurisdictional impact, experience, qualifications, need and justification, past performance, benefit to low and moderate income residents, and budget and other resources. We feel that we followed a very fair, objective and transparent process the way we're doing this this year. Based on the scoring that we received, we provided the recommendations that are outlined in your report. There's a total allocation of $1,267,877. 20% of that goes to administration and 15% goes to public service. And those percentages on that are per HUD regulations. The rest of it is set aside for, there's a suburban set aside of $507,000, 151, and the community-wide set aside for that same amount. And those set aside amounts were based on previous arrangements with the municipalities. Moving forward next year, we might provide this committee with some recommendations on how we want to pursue that next year in terms of having a different allocation process, but we followed past practices this year on that. Just want to let the board know that the projects need to provide sufficient documentation and to demonstrate that they meet the requirements of HUD rules and guidelines. If they do not, we would not be able to release the funds to them. Once the board and the county executive approves these projects, they'll be published for 30 days where there'll be an opportunity to have public comment, and that all gets put into our final annual report, our annual plan that gets submitted to HUD and we need to do that by April 30th. I just wanted to let the committee know a few things. Once the board and the county executive approves these projects, we'd like to have a mandatory meeting with all the organizations that are getting grants and do two things. One, we want to provide them with a subrecipient manual. This hasn't been done in the past, but very clearly we want to let them know the different rules and regulations of HUD and the documentation requirements that are going to be required of them in order to release the funds, so they know that up front. And second, we'd like to have that subrecipient manual signed by them and then also have a mandatory meeting with them, pretty much going over the subrecipient manual, just so there's an understanding of how we need to move forward. I was able to meet with the county executive just very briefly. We received Glenn Boltman's report and some suggested changes that he'd like to make. The county executive wants to urge you to take a few things into consideration as we move forward in this process. One is that we'll be taking away a substantial amount of money from the only economic development project we have of all these CDBG eligible projects, and that coming from WIBIC. Two, we'll also be taking away from people with disabilities and low-income persons to support a baseball park. I also want to raise the fact that the CDBG application we got from the parks was only for $40,000. So we don't have a $235,000 project. I also want to let you know that when you look at our non-public service total, $235,000 is more than half of our total allocation. And I just want to let you know that HUD is very happy with a lot of the changes we're making and the progress we're making and moving forward, and we have more ideas on how some additional changes we'd like to make next year. I would encourage the board to consider the decisions based on the fact that HUD is going to be looking very closely at us and how we make these decisions moving forward.
Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Colon, with respect to, I know that St. Block View Park is very important, and I know that Mr. Fielder, Chris Fielder, had donated $40,000 from the winnings at the All-Star Game to go toward this project. But I'm just wondering, as much as rebuilding together Greater Milwaukee is considered a very valuable project, and we have rehabilitated the homes, or parts of homes, of low-income and elderly people. And as it relates to the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative, that project, as far as its what the support it gives to firms, women's firms and male owned firms, very valuable, particularly in this time of need, as it relates to firms getting on their feet, firms being able to go forward as it relates to growing the firms, giving some financial support that they could use. So for those reasons, I may be voting no. I'm mulling over this, and I may be voting no. I was thinking that the funds could be well placed elsewhere.
Supervisor, did you mean no on the recommendation from the department or from Mr. Baldwin? This is Mr. Baldwin's recommendation. Oh, no. Yeah, his recommendation changes, and I'm going to have him describe his interoffice memo to the committee that's appropriate to take.
Well, as I said, I'm mulling over this. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking that the money would be better spent helping a larger number of people. But again, I'm only sure. So I'd like to hear from Mr. Baldwin and see what I think.
Okay. There is a March 12th communication from the County Board's research analyst for the Committee on Economic Community Development. That's Mr. Boltman. Each year, as part of the CDBG funding allocation decision process, Mr. Boltman takes a look at the recommendations by the department and puts together a report and a recommendation to the committee as to any changes or concurrence that he has on the report. The department, because of the unusual timing this month, the department put forward their funding proposals, I believe, on Friday, which is not late. It is part of the shortened time frame of this process. But obviously that meant Mr. Boltman didn't have a chance to put together his report until, frankly, I think this morning. So that's why there's some, seems to be turning pretty quickly, but if we don't approve it this cycle, we've got problems with delayed reports. So I appreciate everyone's understanding of both the timing of the department's report as well as Mr. Boltman's. With that, Mr. Boltman, please present your report.
Madam Chairman, committee members, I agree with most of the recommendations of the department, and so I will only speak to the areas that I disagree and recommend changes. I think it would be better for the committee, unless there's questions on any of the other projects. But I reviewed the recommendations, even though initially the Parks Department had submitted two park projects in the normal process, both of which were in the city of Milwaukee. They have since withdrawn them when they found out from the department that they were not eligible. And that's when they submitted the project for the Zablocki Park. And it is true that the county executive has submitted a proposal to take the funds for Zablocki Park from the public art fund, but that proposal has not been approved by the county board. It is also true that as far as I understand, everyone supports completing this, the blocking project, in some from some source of funds. And my report, my recommendations relate to trying to provide the funds towards the blocking part from the block grant program. Clearly, this project is eligible. It is located in Greenfield, and it is eligible, or the department wouldn't have recommended $40,000. $40,000 is what the department submitted because they believe they could get the balance of the funds from other sources. Those other sources have not yet occurred. And so my recommendation is an effort to provide the funds from the block grant program for that Zablocki project. And I'll explain briefly the rationale for the report. The home repair program has not received any new money since 2007, but it has several million dollars in loans out, and it receives program revenue on a regular basis, the emergency home repair program. In addition to that, because we can now only spend the emergency home repair program to benefit the participating suburbs, we have home dollars scheduled to be used for home repairs in the community. And so as far as meeting the needs for the demand for home repair in the participating suburbs, I believe that the program income from both the home dollars and the new home dollars and the program income from the emergency home repair is adequate to provide funds for this particular project. Last year, they sought no funds from the block grant program, even though they were operating the program throughout the city of Milwaukee and the cities of West Allis and Wauwatosa. So I believe that funding is adequate with the program income and the home dollars that are available. The architectural barrier program has received $40,000 in the last 7 years, and I believe that funding would be adequate to cover, especially again because the funds have to be show that the benefit is in the participating suburbs. So from my understanding of the rules, these funds will not be able to be used in West Allis and Wauwatosa and Milwaukee. While home dollars can be used in Wauwatosa and West Allis, because home dollars, the Wauwatosa and West Allis community is a participant with us. So we could use home dollars for architectural barriers in the home remodeling program, but we couldn't use block grant money in Wauwatosa and West Allis. So that's the rationale for the $40,000 for the architectural barrier. I do not believe that will short that program. We've had no testimony in the past 6 years that the $40,000 is inadequate. It doesn't mean that every request, there may be some projects that have to wait until the new funding is available before they actually spend the money, but I have not heard anything about that. With respect to Rebuild Together has a no-cost remodeling program, and again, these block grant money could only be spent in the suburbs. They could not be spent on any project, it's my understanding, in the city of Milwaukee. And this is a new agency that has been in existence for 12 years and has never received funds from Milwaukee County. They do receive some money from the city of Milwaukee block grant program, but I think that's appropriate because they do serve the city of Milwaukee. And the last one is WIBIC. WIBIC, we have provided funds for them, I think, the last 10 or 11 years, but the funding we've given has mostly been between $15,000 and $25,000. And the report recommends $17,060, which deletes $75,000 from the recommendation of the department, and it recommends that $75,000 be used for Zablocki Park. I realize that all of these decisions are policy decisions, and that's why they're before this committee, but I believe that the use of the Zablocki, these funds for Zablocki Park is in the interest of the county, and I recommend it, but I understand why both the department and some other people may not have the same priorities that, that my recommendation has. I'd be happy to answer questions if there are any from the committee members. But I believe that these changes are consistent with what we've done in the past for the Black Grant Program.
Questions, Supervisor Roma Watts.
Thank you. I have a series of questions, actually. And I'm in a unique position because I'm generally not happy with CDBG in this process. I'm not generally happy with either one or the other of the proposals that are being brought forth. And this year, I'm unhappy with both. I'm extremely disappointed. And so... I guess my number one question is, why is WIBIC being considered for $92,060? That's my very first question. And kind of to piggyback on that question and to cover what Mr. Bolton was just talking about, I don't agree with taking $70,000 away from them and then giving it to the Blackie Park either. I think if you're going to remove that funding from WIBIC, then put it back and let some other eligible agencies receive those dollars. I mean, we have not done a very good job at all of taking care of the little guys in the CDBG proposal. And for me, and again, this is my second term, so this is my eighth year on economic and community development. I've never been extremely happy with the job that we've done taking care of the little guy, but we have done much better in past years. And what I mean by that is, I mean, if you take a look at what we have in front of us, we are funding ourselves. The Greenfield Historical Society, the Greendale Historical Society, why could they not have gotten with the City of Greendale and asked for an allocation under the auspices of the City of Greendale? It is the Greendale Historical Society. Why are we using the limited amounts of funding that we have for the city, you know, for the other municipalities and for the city of Milwaukee on the Greendale Historical Society? And this is nothing against them. I mean, but they do have the ability to go to the city of Greendale and say, hey, we need 40. In fact, if they were to do that, they may even receive more than $40,000. So that's a prerogative that they have. I'm not understanding then why it is that we're funding them. And I know we always fund the Wisconsin Community Services, but that is in all of the state. And so they're a government entity. So, you know, again, they have the ability to go back to their funding sources and say, hey, there are other people that don't have that. Wisconsin Community Services, for those people that may not be aware, is what used to be formerly Wisconsin Correctional Services. So, you know, then we have the Granville Interfaith Program. Granville is not in the city of Milwaukee? Where is it? Mm-hmm. Is it? Okay. All right. But that's kind of the line of questioning that I have is, it's kind of, you know, and here's the other part, and this always bothers me. It happens every year, so I don't know why it does. I did not have any discussion with staff. Staff never came to me and said, what are your, what are your priorities? Where would you like to see this money go? I do have a little bit of concern that we did, you know, obviously we're going to fund our own architectural burial removal project program, but then we also funded Rebuilding Together, which to me, there is a lot of overlap. I love the Rebuilding Together program, don't get me wrong, but there is a whole lot of overlap with what they do with what we do. So it seems to me that we're funding the same area twice. I'm not exactly sure how that happened. And then, I think my final question is in regards to the Blackie baseball field. We are in trouble now with HUD because we have not picked projects that have to do with economic and community development and job creation and these things. How does a baseball field work into that? How is a baseball field an eligible project if you're looking at that criteria? That's a huge concern that I have. We're going to get slapped at for what we did last year. And we kind of did that unknowingly. We thought that we had a clear we had our own clear interpretation of what the rules were. Clearly, HUD and we didn't see eye to eye on that. But this year, we have been at the table with them. We have looked them in the eye. They have explained it to us. They've probably drawn us diagrams. I don't get it. Unless you can explain to me, I mean, obviously you hire people to do the work and that type of thing. If that's enough, then that's great. But I really would like to hear either the department or Mr. Boltman or both kind of, you know, bring that home for me. So just so that I know that if I do decide to vote on this, and right now I'm going to be very honest with you, Madam Chair, I'm not going to. Something would need to change substantially in order for me to do that today. And that's just based on the fact that last year in my district received about $87,000 in block grant money last year. This year, my district will receive $6,425 if what is in front of us passes. That's a huge cut to my community, to my nonprofit organization, and to the people who, you know, to people who rely on this money. And I knew that there were going to be cuts. I'm not, you know, I don't live in Candyland where everything is beautiful. I knew it was going to hurt. I did not think it was going to hurt this bad. Did not think it was going to be, you know, $71,000 worth of hurt. And that's a lot for me to have to go back to my nonprofits and say, you know, I'm sorry, especially again when I have so many questions about what happened here and this process and why we're considering funding suburban projects with money that, you know, should be used for the city of Milwaukee. And in fairness, my entire district is in the city of Milwaukee. So I have been very sympathetic in the past, and I think a lot of you can attest to that, to the suburbs. And I do believe that the suburbs should get a fair shake. But this year, I think they may be overshot. So thank you, Madam Chair, for the...
Okay. What we'll do is we'll start with the department to respond. I'm going to just try and restate the couple of concerns I heard from the supervisor that deal with your department directly, which I think she started with WIVIC, but also some of the other specific projects from the emergency home repair and the architectural removal, why Granville Interfaith as well as rebuilding together. If I've missed something, please,
sure,
you know, let us know. Yep. But we're going to start with the department, and then I think also part of her response deals with Mr. Boltman's response to your report and why the funding in Zablocki. So we'll do that.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'll just raise a few points here, and then I'd also like to have Jean Wolfgang come up, and she's going to share a little bit with you about some of the specific requirements in the program. But one, just a couple comments regarding WIBIC. Again, they're the only organization that has an economic development focus from all of our CDBG applications that we have gotten, the only one. Economic development is a big part of in our annual plan, in our five-year consolidated plan, is what we've been telling HUD is one of our priorities. They're the only one in this round of applications. The other thing was mentioned about supporting the little guy. We would love to be able to do that so long as it meets the rules and regulations of HUD. So we're not making decisions on big guy, small guy. We're just making decisions based on the requirements that have been set forth by HUD. And we're also, they're looking very closely at us. So we have to provide documentation to prove that all of these projects meet their requirements. This issue of speaking with supervisors regarding priorities, I think that's again something important so long as it meets the rules and regulations of HUD. So if there was $87,000 of projects that were previously awarded in Supervisor West's district, maybe this year there weren't that many projects that were eligible, and so I just want to raise that. Sounds like Jim, you want to say something?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisors, I just wanted to add, there's a question about Granville Interfaith.
They were clear in their application and through several statements that they're aware of our jurisdictional requirements and do intend to serve the suburbs. And again, one of the things we need to focus on this year that hasn't happened in the years past, these projects have to serve the suburban municipalities outside the city of Milwaukee, West Allis, and Wauwatosa. So that's really a focus for us to make sure that whoever is getting these funds absolutely needs to prove that they're serving a majority of their program participants in those surrounding municipalities. So I just wanted to be clear about that.
And coming back to the parks, Zablocki, one thing that they're going to have to provide us with documentation. So this is something they haven't done in the past. They're going to give us actual surveys of the people that they're serving to show us that they're providing us with this sufficient documentation for us to award them the money. So we are going to have a conversation with them regarding this requirement that HUD is making us do right now. But can the parks clearly, through documentation, show us that the majority of those people at Zablocki Park are being served by the surrounding Greenfield? So I just want to say that that's another thing you might want to think about in terms of approving this project, because that may be difficult. It is an eligible project, but they have to provide us with that documentation showing that the primary benefits are going to Greenfield. With that said, if I can have Jean Wolfgang.
Just remember, though, that she also had a question about rebuilding together versus okay. our own repair. Yeah. So don't forget to deal with that. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'd like to just make a couple of clarifications for today. The statements regarding that home funds could be used for the purpose of home repair or emergency home repair and for grants for architectural barrier removal, that is absolutely not allowed in 24 CFR Part 92. The home regulations require that the home in its entirety be brought up to code. Folks that are calling us for bathroom modifications, lifts, ramps, they don't have the means to do it all. They are looking for something very specific. The home regulations do not allow us to have targeted housing programs for things like emergency home repair and architectural barrier removal. So I just wanted to make that clear. There's also questions about the program income. I spend, unfortunately, probably half my day every day working with the collections of our loans. Collections are down. The economy is hard. Families are struggling to pay their first mortgage. And there's just, it's the economic times that we have right now. So that is a little bit maybe decreased than when we were in better economic times. We are working with families and very understanding of each individual's needs. Then there was a discussion about rebuilding together versus the programs that we have. The Architectural Barrier Removal Program is a grant program to low-income households. The emergency home repair and our other home-funded repair programs are loans. Rebuilding together actually is a grant to the owner-occupant, and I think they serve the probably the very lowest income individuals, but they also have indicated that they do not do foundations and roofs. And foundations and roofs is something we do a lot of in our emergency home repair program. So it's actually, the two programs could be coupled together quite well, and I would plan, if both are funded, that we would try to develop some sort of partnership and serve the families of Milwaukee County in the best way possible.
Did the department at least respond to the questions you had, and we should go to Mr. Bolton, or
if I could just make a real quick comment, though.
Sure.
Actually,
you have the floor.
Thank you. The first thing that I just want to point out, and I might be the lone sheep here on the committee, but WIBIC, yes, they were the only economic and community development agency who applied. They were not the only economic and community development program that applied. And in fact, there are a couple of programs, and I'll name Journey House because they're in my district, and it comes to the top of my head, who have been doing has been doing job creation, job development for us since 2004. And I think if you go back, if you have an agency that has a track record like that, no, they're not an economic and community development agency, but they are an important community agency, and they have been doing economic and community development work. And I think that you know, they deserve a substantial look. Secondly, I just want to say for the record that during the explanation interview portion of our grantees or potential grantees, I didn't hear anybody say that they could not serve all of Milwaukee County. In fact, I heard the opposite. I heard almost everybody make sure that they made the distinction to say that they were able, ready, willing, and able to serve all of Milwaukee County. And so I'm not entirely sure how that got translated into it has to be this agency, these agencies, because these agents, WIBIC is located here in the city of Milwaukee, and I don't hear anybody questioning their ability to serve Milwaukee County as a whole. And so I think there, you know, I didn't stop right there, but I'm still left with more questions than I have answers. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Baltman, did you? Let's just go to Mr. Baltman next. And
no. Okay. In the answer to the question, I just received this Friday about noon, so I was not able to talk to committee members on projects. And most of the projects that are recommended by the department, I did not make a different recommendation. The desire to fund the Blocky Park is one that I've heard from many county board members. If it's not funded with this source, there's still a desire to fund it from another source, but no other source has been identified. And I accept the decision of this committee and the county board on how they would like to use block grant money and how they would like to fund the Blocky Park. This is an attempt to use the available block grant money. It is one of only two projects that are actually located in the participating municipalities. The other one is the Greendale Fire, the former fire station. And I respect the decisions of the committee, and I can understand it. My preference in my career here has been to recommend projects in the city of Milwaukee. That has been clearly shown by all of my recommendations in many years. That is no longer possible. And when we did it, we were advised by a corporation council, the department, and HUD that it was okay. The rules have been reinterpreted, and I think their interpretation in their present form is correct, and we have to comply. And that's what our corporation council advises us. So whatever we've been doing in the past is no longer possible, is the way I would say it. And I accept the department's recommendation on this. Clearly, the only source of funds that I'm recommending money be moved to is one that they recommended $40,000 for. So clearly that one is eligible. But it's a policy decision, and I accept the decision of this committee. But for us to fund some projects that they're telling us HUD will not approve is a useless task. And I'm happy to answer specific questions if there are any. And I've always supported WIBIC, but at a much smaller amount than the amount that they recommended. I still support.
Supervisor, you still have the floor.
Okay. I guess my final, well, first of all, I haven't necessarily heard anybody say that this is a block. And again, I have nothing against this project. I love baseball fields. The baseball fields at Barron Park. You know, Giovanni Gallardo and Yonesky Bentancourt gave us money. And, you know, we were really ecstatic. And Felix Macia plays there. The Liga Latino plays there. So they're adults and kids both using it. I love it. I hear from people all the time, you know, that the baseball fields are really important, and I get that. And I love baseball. But my concern is that I do believe the Blackie Park got the funds from Prince Fielder. Is that correct? Okay, so we have money that came already in the form of a grant, and now we're adding $40,000, and Mr. Boltman is making a recommendation to add an additional large dollar amount to that when we have other agencies that I feel are also eligible that we should be looking at. And that's my struggle. So, and I still haven't heard anybody say, I've heard departments say that, you know, it's a blocky park, well, we'll have to do the paperwork and whatever, but I haven't heard anybody give me the assurance that this is something that, you know, that HUD is going to be on board with. And that's where my concern is with this project, solely. I mean, I would have a bake sale and help you raise money for this project because I think it's worthy. But I still have that concern. And again, you know, I can't vote to give one agency $92,000. And while I know that there are other, you know, equally, if not, you know, more important areas that are not being touched because we're doing that. And so that's my main struggle, Madam Chair. So thank you very much for all the leeway.
We're going to go to Supervisor Weishaar because I know he specifically wants to respond about some blocking, maybe some of the other pieces as well. But before we go there, first of all, I just want to apologize to the committee. I've been on economic development off and on for 20 years, and I did not expect that Mr. Boltman would make such a significant change. I don't direct his actions. He and I don't work that way together. Maybe that's happened in the past, but he and I respect each other very much, and I don't direct him to put together a report. So I didn't realize that there would be this level of potential significant differences. One option to consider as we go forward is if we wanted to, we could hold another special meeting on Wednesday morning if we need to. But that's something that we can consider if supervisors feel that there's more need to have some discussion, not only with the department, but with Mr. Boltman, and to get some of these things worked out. But I'm not necessarily proposing it. It is an option, though, if we continue to have some significant differences. And quite frankly, one of the reasons I'm suggesting it is that I have issues with both at this point. So, Supervisor Weishaar, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do think some of the totals that the department put together are inappropriate. As it's been pointed out, WIBIC is an exceedingly large amount from one year to the next, and their track record. And if anything, the case can be made. If people aren't happy with certain allocations, you know, other groups at smaller levels could have been funded rather than $92,000 for one group. But what I think is important about Zablocki Park and this is the new reinterpretation on things. That there will not be a problem with Zablocki Park at this dollar amount of $235,000. If it's good for $40,000, it's good for $235,000. It meets the criteria. The Parks Department will provide all the information that's required, all the documentation. The thing is, what really makes me upset, though, about this Zablocki Park project is the response from the administration here, and that is, you know, we were awarded this money almost over a year ago. You know, Prince Fielder's All-Star Game MVP. And, you know, I went to a couple meetings on this back, you know, in December, about this. It's Cal Ripken's landscaping baseball diamond company that has contract with Major League Baseball to do these improvements. And here we are just letting this thing languish. And there hasn't been any clear vision from the exec's office on moving forward on this. And now it's, you know, when we want to use the public art money, the county board is half responsible for that. Nobody liked that. So then we had to, now we're here at the block grant for, you know, that pot of money. The thing is, I just find it, if we don't go forward with this solution to the problem for Zablocki Park, what you're doing is telling Major League Baseball, who's, you know, commissioner Buzz Selig makes his home office here in Milwaukee, that, you know, his you know, passion, his love in life is Major League Baseball, his hometown team, the winner of the All-Star MVP donates money, and we just basically throw it back at him because Chevrolet, who provides this money, will just say, guess what, you guys didn't use it in a timely fashion, we're going to give it to somebody else. And that's what the pressure is on here is because they want the money spent. And we have a unique opportunity here to make this small amount of money into a major project for our park system. And when you look at Zablocki Park with the Filipino Cultural Center going in there at the pavilion, the changes that will be there, the health clinic that will be there at Zablocki Park, the improvements for the baseball field. But Zablocki Park has one of the few lighted soccer fields there, that this will be a major hub on the south side for that community. And, you know, it will be, you know, a major disappointment if this doesn't go through, or if it languishes in Major League Baseball. You know, I have, you know, no intention to embarrass the commissioner of Major League Baseball and the Milwaukee Brewers for their effort to try and invest in our community. And so I think that because we've run out the clock, that whether we like it or not, that this is really, you know, the only acceptable solution to the problem as it currently exists today. I would have liked to, you know, fund a whole lot of different organizations and stuff, but I believe this project for Zablocki Field meets all the criteria for HUD, and it's in the suburban community, Greenfield, which is right adjacent, literally across the street from Milwaukee, that it's going to add so much benefit to that not quite near Southside neighborhood. And like you said, when you put together the Filipino Cultural Center and the medical clinic that they want to put there, and all the improvements and what it means to that side of town, it's an amazing project, and we should try and build on things by cobbling these things together. All these other things that we've talked about that we've funded in the past are worthwhile, and we're being asked, you know, what child you want to save in this kind of stuff. So, Madam Chair, at this time, I would like to move approval of the committee report, Mr. Boltman's report. If we could have that put in an amendment form and put that before the committee, move approval of that as an amendment.
Okay, what we're going to do is we are going to take about a 15-minute break that will allow that amendment to be written up. In addition, there's another amendment that needs to be made on my behalf to change the allocation from the National Alliance on Mental Illness to the $25,000, which is the request that they made as an organization, and we will have to work on that as well. I also think there needs to be some discussion between my vice chair and myself about whether or not we should be finishing this meeting on Wednesday rather than today. But let's take a 15-minute, is it a recess, Madam Clerk?
Yes.
Is this adjournment?
Yes.
We're taking a 15-minute recess to 2:15. I know.
I don't want to be here.
It's more.
All right.
Guys, it's more.